You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We are the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX, Richland College, or the DCCD. Today will be a little shorter show. I was busy editing the last show, which was longer. It was about an hour and 20 minutes. So my editing took me a little bit longer time, and I was really show prepping not only this show, but tomorrow morning show as well. What I'm going to do, as promised on the last show, is address what I think will be a major story that will be developing the entire year. It'll probably be an election issue. And it's been in the news several times last week, and it is in the news again this week, and that is the National Security Agency. The National Security Agency, usually abbreviated NSA, sometimes jokingly called No Such Agency. This department, well, it's not a department, it is an agency of the United States government, is responsible for spying on people in other countries, foreigners. And that can be both our enemies and our friends. They are one of the major sources of intelligence. And they deal primarily with the intercepts of communications, whether it be by telephone, telegraph, over the internet, however it's communicated, to intercept these signals. Signals intelligence is one way to think of it, is signal intelligence. Now, in the past, the focus has always been on individuals that are abroad. Now, if you're a U.S. citizen and you happening to be visiting, let's say you're on vacation, and you go to Germany, France, wherever you go on your vacation, if it's abroad, they might be intercepting your communications. Now, I think the overwhelming majority of Americans, and I would include myself in this, approve of this activity because they target enemies of the United States, in particular, terrorists that want to do harm to American citizens, either abroad or in the United States. Now, what's changed was on September 11th, 2001, we had the attacks on the World Trade Center, the Pentagon. I also think one of the planes was going to attack either the White House or the Capitol building that crashed in Pennsylvania. But the problem was this. We had a massive intelligence failure by the National Security Agency. Because this is the agency, in addition to the Central Intelligence Agency, which is a completely different agency, that failed to stop that terrorist attack. Because if they were doing their jobs, both agencies had been doing their jobs, the attack on September 11th would not have been successful. And we would not have the massive loss of life of nearly 3,000 people. Most of them, but not all of them, as a result of the collapse of the two Trade Center buildings, as well as an airliner flying into part of the Pentagon. But let's not sugarcoat it, ladies and gentlemen. The American citizens rely on these two agencies to protect us against enemy attack, whether that is from another state or country or from individuals unaffiliated with a country, namely so-called non-state actors. And we had a massive failure. And the two, there are several other agencies that bear some of the blame here for not really doing their job, but two of them were, one was the National Security Agency, and the other was the Central Intelligence Agency that relies on the National Security Agency to intercept signals intelligence from individuals either acting for their government or not part of a government, namely terrorists that are not associated with a government. Usually they are, but in this case, Al-Qaeda was not. You need to keep this in mind. Now, what happened as a result of this? The National Security Agency grew in size and budget immensely. Point one. The second thing that happened was they turned their methods of collecting information, so-called signals intelligence, a better way to think of it, anything you do over the internet, they went after. In other words, they turned their techniques, the skill sets they have, on the American people, and that is a no-no. By law, you can't do that. And the National Security Agency will be the first to say, we don't spy on the American people. That's against the law. We don't do that. Ladies and gentlemen, the National Security Agency is definitely spying on the American people and invading your privacy. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. And you'll have representatives, including the directors of the NSA, going to Congress. We don't spy on the American people. Ladies and gentlemen, they're lying to you. They're playing with words. I call them weasel words, to mislead you. What has me a little upset, but not a lot, is many commentators, so-called conservative talk show hosts, have not done their homework on this, or if they've done their homework, are not really informing the American people as to what's going on. Now, this is not the first show I've had. Well, it's the first show this year, and I probably will have several this year on the National Security Agency. Remember, this is going to be a short show, but before I forget, for those new listeners, the way you listen to my shows is to go to the companion blog to the show that has links where you can either downstream the show or and then upload it to your whatever you use to play it, and you can play the show at your convenience, or you can stream it. Anyway, you go to my companion blog at pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronkpops, pronkpops.wordpress.com. And at the very top, you'll have links to the last roughly 40, 50 shows. And below that, you'll have a complete archive of all my past shows. Now, I'm pointing this out is below those links. That's how you actually listen to my show. But below those links, you will have my notes. And it's more than notes. And this is why I'm really pointing it out early in the show. I spent Saturday really aggregating a number of videos, a number of graphics, photos of material related to the National Security Agency. Really to refresh my memory, but also really to give you, and this is fairly well organized, but it still needs a little work. Because this is a very, very big topic. But the reason I'm pointing this out, I have put in a fairly organized way how I would go about getting into this topic. Especially if you have some time, I urge you to go through these videos. And I start out with one that's a fairly recent one. There was a conference, and a gentleman gave an overview of the program called PRISM, which you need to know what they're doing and what they're collecting. And I have at the very top, and these slides, ladies and gentlemen, are in the public domain right now, but they're all top secret slides. And the only reason I have access to it, as well as everyone on the internet has access to it, is a gentleman called Edward Snowden, who used to work not directly for the NSA, actually worked for Boosting in Hawaii, but they had a contract with the National Security Agency. And the National Security Agency uses a lot of these consultants, and Booz Allen is one of the biggest one, and all over the world. A lot of this is outsourced because the expertise is why the National Security Agency does hire career people to work within the NSA. They do hire a lot of consultants with special skill sets, such as being a systems administrator, which is what Snowden was. And he had access to a lot of material, including this briefing that is now in the public domain that has top secret slides in one of the images. I have one, an overview slide as well as, first I have the logo, I'm looking at it right now as I speak. And if, again, you go to pronkpops.wordpress.com and below the links that I'll be, and I'll be publishing this at probably tomorrow. Right now, if you're listening to me, you're hearing it over the internet. You're tuned to KDUX Web Radio. But tomorrow and in the future, you can go to prompt pops.wordpress.com and get this material as well as listen to the show. But I really included these slides because I think a lot of people really don't pay close attention to what's going on. They'll hear NSA in the news, they'll hear spying, you'll hear metadata, telephones, but they really are not getting the entire picture of what's really going on. And the only way I can say it is any communication that you have as an American citizen over the internet or over the telephone, whether it's the old telephone lines or your cell phone, it's a very high probability, I won't say 100%, but near 100%, that they have collected all this information in bulk. They didn't single you out, but they collected, and it's going on as we speak. It's probably going on at least for this is at least the seventh year, and that's what we know in terms of these slides, that they started this. I really think it started much earlier, not a lot earlier, but after 9/11, probably somewhere in the 2002 to 2005 time frame, they turned their attention on collecting all this information, literally everything that's gone over the web, everything. Your emails, your telephone conversations, your photographs, your videos, any credit cards information, any financial statements with your bank, any transactions that you've done over the internet, all of this has been collected in bulk, and stored at various data centers. And the most recent one that was open is in Bluffdale, Utah. And the estimates of experts that I have fairly good confidence on, one of them worked for the National Security Agency and left it because he found out that after 9/11, the National Security Agency, and remember, until then, sort of an unwritten, more than, it's, I say unwritten rule, it wasn't an unwritten rule. You couldn't spy on American citizens in the United States. That was a no-no. That was breaking the rules, breaking the law. But it changed after 9/11 at the direction of the president, and in turn by the direction of the director of the National Security Agency, General Hyden, who's since retired. General Hyden, I believe, was a four-star general, lieutenant general in the Air Force. Excuse me. He's a four-star, he's a full general in the Air Force. And then he was replaced by another four-star general, this one in the Army, of Keith Alexander. And they're the so-called directors of the National Security Agency. But what happened is they, as a direct result of 9/11, felt that the operating, call it the rules of engagement, that's really not a appropriate. It's similar to rules of engagement. Now, however, the NSA could and did collect in bulk information, namely all your emails, all your telephone calls, all your videos. You name it, if you communicated over the internet, as you're, for, let's just take a simple email. You send your email to whoever you're addressing it to. That email, as it went to whoever you're sending to, got intercepted. But they didn't target your specific email. They took everything. And that's what you need to understand. This is a bulk collection. Now, here's what I think you have two problems. There are many commentators that frankly don't understand that. I don't know why. If you read the slides, you know, there's one slide that goes over what they have and where they're collecting it. They're very clear. They're getting this information, for example, from Microsoft, Yahoo, Google, Facebook, PalTalk, YouTube, Skype, AOL, Apple, just to name a few. So there shouldn't be any doubt. And as to the type of information, they spell it out. And so they're getting from all these internet service providers, anyone that's really high visibility, they're collecting this information. And the slides more or less spell it out in detail as to what kind of, they have, for example, a slide that lists the providers, they call them Prism providers, as well as content type, email, videos, it's all there. Now, it's not clear to me exactly when they have all this information. I think we can comfortably say starting in 2007, most if not all was collected. And today, because they now have built and completed that massive data center in Bluffdale, that the experts say can collect all communications for the entire world's population for the next 100 years. Don't take it personal. They didn't build this for you. They built it for the entire world's population for the next 100 years. Now, what's the problem with it? I know some of you are probably saying, you'll hear this over and over again, but it's people that are really not thinking this through. Well, I have no problem with that. If they can capture a terrorist, and if they want to collect all this information, I have no problem. No, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I'm not a terrorist. Well, so am I. I'm not a terrorist. I'm law-abiding. You're missing the point. And let me make the point to you. As long as you're not a target of an investigation, you really have nothing to worry about. At least that's what the National Security Agency will say. We're not listening to your telephone conversation. We're not reading your email. We're not looking at the videos. And that's true, because this is a mind-boggling amount of information and is growing by the nanosecond. Every second, millions of emails. And that's just one. Phone calls are being collected. Now, here's what I think part of the problem is. I consider myself fairly computer literate. I think no one is really an expert. And anyone who says they are is delusional, because the whole... There's too much here, folks. There's hardware, there's software, there's both, there's databases, how you collect it, how you mine this information. Technical knowledge, no one can be an expert in this. And the general American citizen, while they might be a user and are a user of the web and do watch videos and Netflix or whatever, they're not really technically savvy. I don't pretend to be an expert, but I'm fairly high in the percentile in terms of computer literacy. I'm not a newbie. I used to program. I used to design websites. I used to design databases. And I try to keep up what was happening in the industry. I still do, but I'm really focusing my attention now on being a mass broadcaster, with my goal being a nationally syndicated radio show covering politics, economics, news events. And believe me, this is a political and economic news event. And there have been several of them last week, and there are several of them today. What's happened is, whether you know it or not, or whether you're aware of it or not, or can appreciate it or not, is your privacy has massively been invaded. As is the privacy of billions of people all over the world. But let's put this into context. In the United States today, the population of the United States is approximately 318 million people. 318 million. I think conservatively over 300 million are good people, law-abiding people. I'm not saying they don't have a traffic ticket, or they might in their youth been arrested or in jail. I'm not saying that. But they're generally law-abiding citizens. They obey the law. They respect the law. They keep their nose clean. And yes, they use email. Yes, they both make videos, post videos, for example, to YouTube, watch Netflix, use a cell phone, communicate either over the internet or over telephone lines, both of those networks. And both of those networks are being interceptive. And it's a number of companies. Let me say this. It's not like there's only two. No. There are literally hundreds of companies involved with this. And what they've been doing in secret is, without a warrant, they've been collecting your information and storing it in these massive databases, of which the newest is in Bluffdale, Utah. There are several others. I'm not going to get into that level of detail, but I want to make you well aware that anything you do over the internet, including this broadcast, as I'm broadcasting it, is being collected and stored by the National Security Agency. You better believe it is. And it's not because I'm talking about the National Security Agency. It doesn't matter what the show is about. They're collecting it and they're storing it. Now, like I said, I'm a law-abiding citizen, as is at least 300 million people in the United States. We go to work, we go to school, we use the internet, we use telephones to communicate to your loved ones, to your family, to your friends, to businesses. And we transact business over the internet. And as a result, records are kept. Many of those records are encrypted. They're in code. Why? Because the companies know that there's some bad people out there that could intercept those and get our information if they were not encrypted. But that doesn't bother the National Security Agency. Why? One of their responsibilities is breaking codes. As a matter of fact, prior to 9-1-1, a lot of their attention is in breaking codes of foreign nations, as well as designing codes to be used by our military that cannot be broken by foreign nations. You need to get a sense of the scope, the breadth, the scope, the depth, and the importance of the National Security Agency. Let me make it clear, I support the existence and continuation of the National Security Agency, as well as the Central Intelligence Agency. However, I think it's incumbent upon our elective representatives in the House of Representatives, as well as the Senate, to exercise oversight of these agencies. Because what I have learned as a direct result of the leaks of these slides, as well as additional information by Edward Snowden and other whistleblowers, not just Edward Snowden, that we have a national security agency that is out of control, that is deliberately violating your and my Fourth Amendment rights to privacy. What they're doing is called a general warrant. And this is from colonial times. And I have some videos that go over in more detail on this. What happened in colonial times is British troops could enter your house and search it without a warrant, and look for anything and question you. So it was warrantless and it wasn't specific. You see, if let's say you're considered a criminal, the way it works in the United States, at least up until now, was the police or the FBI or whoever the police responsible for the investigation, if they suspected you and wanted to go into your house and gather information, they first had to go to a judge, give the specifics as to what they're looking for and why they're looking for it, their basis for suspecting that you are engaged in criminal activity. And if the judge agreed with the request for a warrant, he would grant it, and then the police or the FBI or whatever the law enforcement agency is then would take that warrant, knock on your door, and guess what? Show it to you and search your house for specific things. It could be drugs. It could be marijuana. It could be stolen merchandise. It could be money. It could be files, information. The key is they had to go to the judge. It had to be specific. It wasn't a fishing expedition. The judge was not going to approve the police just walking in without a warrant and going through your papers, your house, that's a no-no. And if they do it, guess what? That's grounds for throwing out the whole case. That's why they don't do it. That's why they have to have a search warrant, a specific search warrant. You can't have a general warrant and have, for example, what the British troops did in the colonies, just knock on the door and, excuse me, ma'am, and or sir, and go through the house. And our founding fathers made sure that in the future that would not be done. And that's why we have a Bill of Rights. The first 10 are amendments to the Constitution, and the fourth one is you have a right to against unreasonable search and seizures. And this is exactly what the National Security Agency is doing when they collect in bulk your information. And just like example, this show is going over the internet as I speak. And today, for example, I posted 3 blog posts. They got it. They already have it. They've intercepted it, and it's now stored in a data center, probably Bluffdale, because that's a huge data center. And it's residing on a hard drive somewhere in that big facility. Now, is someone actually listening to my show or reading my post or reading my email if I had sent an email? No, not yet. Not yet. They haven't done it yet. But here's the danger. If for what any reason you should become a target, and that's an important word, a target of an investigation. Who knows why? What are they going to do? Why are they collecting all this information? They're just not doing it for backup. What they're going to do then, let's take myself for example. They're going to do a query. They're going to put my name in, and they're going to have some identifying information. Maybe my address, my telephone number. They might already have my email. They have some information, some attributes of any entity, and an entity is a person or could be a company, and then they're going to data mine or search that data, that collection of information. And what are they going to do with it? They're going to build what's called a dossier. Think of it as a file. They used to be in paper. Now, are they manually going to do this? Is someone actually going to try? No. This is completely computerized. It's in code. It's in program. It's a program. And they're going to search this collection and gather information that has identifiers pertaining to me. They'll have all my blog accounts, for example. You know, I have a number of blogs, and every time I've posted, they'll have all that information. I, for example, has published videos on YouTube, so they'll have that. This is all electronic, and it's all done at a keyboard with a screen. And they're going to compile a dossier on me because I, for whatever reason, could become a target. I don't even know that I'm a target. There's been no warrant. I'm not aware of it. But they're looking into me for whatever reason. Now, why would they do this? Now, obviously, if I were a terrorist, it would make some sense, especially if I'm a terrorist overseas. So I don't have problems, and I think most Americans would have no problem with the National Security Agency targeting known terrorists in foreign countries that mean to do harm to American citizens or property either abroad or in the United States. I think there's a pretty broad consensus on that. There are probably some purists that say, no, they really need to have probable cause. But let's agree to that or stipulate that. Where do I draw the line? And where, in at least up until 9-1-1, I thought the National Security Agency was drawing the line. They were not doing that on American citizens in the United States. Now they are. They have that capability. They're collecting this information, and given the fact that the database center, this one in Bluffdale, there are others across the country, it's not just one, has this information. It's a collection. Think of it as a library. Today I had to return some library books, and it's a very cold day in Dallas, as it is across the United States. Not as bad as some parts, though. I think we probably had our coldest night in several years, though, was last night. So I had to bring back about, 9 library books, and I had them in a plastic bag. And the librarian was kidding me. He said, I bet you want to, that's going to be a load off of your chest. You know, he said, yeah. I said, you're perfectly right, but I was a little afraid if this bag busted, there would be freezing to death. It was it's cold in Dallas, but it was in the 20s. Some parts of the country, when you Some are below zero, and when you add wind chill, you're talking 30 degrees, 40 degrees. Anyway, I was bringing these books back, and what's a library? It's a collection of books. And usually, the normal way to use a library, you usually have a catalog that tells you what is in the library, and you'll check the catalog. We use computers now. We used to have a card I'm older than many of the students here. You used to have a catalog where you have a drawer, you'd pull out the drawer and you look for it. But now all this is computerized. It's a lot easier now to do that kind of search. And that's what the National Security Agency has the capability of doing on everyone. Once they have some key identifiers, such as your name, your date of birth, your residence, where you work, your email address. It's not hard to get some basic information. And one thing leads to another. What they will be doing once you're on that target list is building a detailed dossier on you and all the people you have communications with. And they're doing that without a warrant. They've collected that information. They've stored that information. And now an analyst is going through it and building that dossier. The problem is both that collection and storing is illegal. That is a massive invasion of your privacy, violates your Fourth Amendment rights. And what makes me mad is our representatives and senators, especially those on the Intelligence Committee, knew this was going on and did not stop it. Now, why did they not stop it? They were scared to death after 9/11, and they threw money at the National Security Agency. And as a result, you have these data centers, and you have this capability today. Now, how will they use it on you? Let's say you're innocent, but for some reason you have annoyed someone in power that has access to this information. They can get leverage on you, which is a nice way to say blackmail on you, to see whether you have a drinking problem, a drug problem, whether you have affairs, whether you're a homosexual, whether you have a criminal record, whether you've paid your taxes. You see, this capability is subject to abuse. I'm looking at the time. I'm going to have to wrap it up. I will continue this segment on my next show, but I will get into a little bit more detail. And one that's in the news today, you'll be probably hearing about it, is Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky has started a class action suit to sue the National Security Agency over this exact issue. Because what the National Security Agency is doing is against the law. They will lie to you straight in the face that they're not doing it. Ladies and gentlemen, they're doing it. They're lying about it. And unfortunately, some of the chairmen of those intelligence committees in the Senate and the House that are aware of it are defending it. This will be one of several political issues in the forthcoming election. And I applaud the efforts of Senator Rand initiating this lawsuit. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX, Richland College, or the DCCD. Stay tuned next tomorrow at between 4 and 5, and I'll continue this segment as well as have some additional stories that I'll go over. And I'll probably start sharp at 4, if not a little bit earlier. Thank you for listening. I hope it's been both entertaining, educational, and enlightening. Have a great day. Bye-bye.